Blog Talk Radio.
I'm about 5 seconds away from giving you the most amazingness praise. I'ma give you 5, I'ma give you 4, I'ma give you 3, I'ma give you 4. I'm about 5 seconds away from giving you the most amazingness praise. I'ma give you 5, I'ma give you 4, I'ma give you 3, 2, 1. Now everybody go.
I got a new dance, y'all. I told y'all I was gonna tell y'all what it is. It's called a rope-a-dope. I love this song. Ken Jones is awesome. And we don't have some more music coming from him shortly, but it's still Good Friday, y'all. I don't know for some if it's Payday Friday, but it's Friday, and we made it through another week. Well, we have one more day of this week, but we made it through another week. It's the last day of the month. We're going into Breast Cancer Awareness Month as of tomorrow. So all those who are suffering from breast cancer or survivors, we just say thank you for tuning in, for sending in your stories and your testimonies. We're going to be sharing some of that throughout the month. But we celebrate you. We salute you. We don't know what it's like to have breast cancer. We do have family members in our family that are struggling with breast cancer and are survivors of breast cancer. So we definitely want to salute you guys. So next month, actually tomorrow, we are going to start celebrating Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So we're going to get into some of our music, but we wanted to let you guys know we have an awesome, awesome, awesome woman coming on the phone with us that's tuning in with us. She's going to be our special guest. I can't wait for her to get on. She's just about as crazy as we are. And we are going to get into some more music. Just lay back, feel good. It's Friday. Kick your feet up. Some of you guys are on your way home from work, and traffic is just crazy for you guys. So we're gonna get into Kirk Franklin and I Smile. Some of y'all need to smile. Some of y'all haven't smiled all day. So kick back, relax, and here we go. Kirk Franklin, I Smile.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up.
I'm gonna be when this is over.
You look so much better when you're
I say,
you look so much better when you're
crying. Look in the mirror. Always remember.
Kingdom Radio. We are so delighted that you decided to come and join us. Of course, I'm your host, Denise Renee, and I have my silly sister on the other side, Miss Lady Di. But we told you guys that we have a hot show for you guys today, and we do. We have someone that Diane and I, we met her on the whim, and we totally believe that it was divine and destined for us to meet. We actually met at a launch party, and we just were asking her a question about how natural her hair was, and the next thing you know, we started talking business, and we have hooked up ever since. And so I'm just going to give a little bit of background regarding LaToya Dockery. We love her so much. We actually have been able to work with her in a couple of events, and when I tell you, this girl is awesome, awesome, awesome at what she does. But she has a business called Heavenly Assistance LLC, which was founded with the intent to fill a need for individuals and businesses in the way of quality, administrative expertise, superb customer service, and, of course, her favorite, hospitality. I was just reading her bio, and it also says that she received her degree in Entrepreneur of Science from the Institute of Entrepreneurship in Suwanee, Georgia, and she also has participated in business training from the Entrepreneurs Development Network in Atlanta and is an active member of numerous business organizations. Because LaToya, her enthusiasm for mentoring and doing volunteer work, she has donated her time to helping organizations like Entrepreneurs Roundtable, better known as ERT, Urban Professionals, GEO, Professional Women's Alliance, I hope I said that right, Black Enterprise, of course. This girl is certified. If you guys ever want to know, she's certified. But I just want to give you a little background regarding LaToya, because this woman is awesome. If you want to get into business, if you want to know anything about business, of course you have to pay. It's not free. But she can definitely give you something that will get you started. She is enthusiastic about what she does. She's motivated. Her personality, if you ever meet her, you will love her spirit from the time that you meet her. And she is awesome, awesome, awesome. So just in about 5 minutes, we're going to bring her on. We're going to let her tell her story. We're going to laugh a little bit, of course, like we always do. Goof off a little bit, as we always do. But also just allow her to express herself and allow her to tell you what God has given her. This is an awesome gift that she has. And God has given it to her and only her. So we're going to go on and jump back into another track by Lecrae. Of course, that's my boy. So sit back and relax, and we're going to bring on LaToya in about 5 minutes. And this is also a dedication to Latoya, because every time, whenever she works, she goes hard. So this is Lecrae, Go Hard.
Go
go.
love that song. We are back. It is Soul Talk Kingdom Radio here on a Friday, Feel Good Friday at that. We are going to go ahead and bring our guest on. She was just tweeting us while we were on break, while we listened to the music. And she said she's just having a party over there, so we have got to get that music to her. But let us bring her on, Latoya Dockery, none other than Latoya Dockery. Latoya, are you there?
I am, beautiful. How are you guys doing?
Hey, hi, Latoya.
Hey.
So how did you enjoy the music? I know you said you were bumping over there, so.
Girl, it sounded like something from Hustle and Soul. Y'all know I'm from Memphis, so I had to get it out.
You are not saved. I was just telling people you love Jesus. He talked about Hustle and Soul. I'm going to need you to. Okay. Love you.
Calm it down.
But let's go on and get into who is Latoya Dockery. When people say Latoya Dockery, the first thing we think is Heavenly Assistant, correct? From what I'm hearing, and we actually, not what I'm hearing, what we're experiencing, because we actually work with you. A lot of people don't know. We got connections, y'all. We got connections. Shh, don't tell nobody. But we actually work with Latoya, and this girl is awesome. So go on and tell our listeners what it is that Heavenly Assistance does, who is Heavenly Assistance, and actually who is Latoya Dockery.
Okay, so let me start with who is Heavenly Assistance. Well, let me start off with who is Latoya Dockery, because Heavenly Assistance could not have been created without, of course, Latoya Dockery. So I am a 30-year-old beautiful young lady, God-inspired definitely all the way. I am married 7 years to my wonderful, beautiful husband, man of God, preacher boy.
Yay!
That's going to
be
me
one day. Latoya, come to a wedding and guess my wedding, right?
Hey, I want to be a flower girl.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. We give you two roll cutters. You walk down the thing with your... Anyway, girl, go ahead.
So, heavenly, or I have been just amazed at the amount of gifts that God has given me. And I started out in my background. If you look at my personal resume, you'll see three things. You'll see customer service experience, you'll see admin, and you'll see child care. But Heavenly Assistance was created in 2008, and it was actually a drive home. I got laid off from my job, and people needed the services of actually admin, because that's how Heavenly Assistance started first. So admin was in place, and people were like, oh, my goodness, you know, you do great work. Can you still work? Even if you're not on the job, would you still work for me? So I started kind of thinking about it and literally praying about, like, okay, God, is this really what you want me to do? I don't know if I want to work for anybody else, but he put that on me. So, of course, I did. I took a couple of clients. And I got rave reviews from my admin work, so I decided, because I needed to put it in a legitimate business, I needed to go ahead and create that. So my husband and I were driving in the car. I was riding, he was driving, and I asked him, I said, babe, you know, I need to come up with a business name. And he said, well, how do you want people to know you, or what do you want them to experience after they receive your services? And so I thought about it for a couple of minutes, and my first, you know, thought was, I want them to make sure they feel that peace, and I'm taking away their initial stress or even all the stress that they have in doing the job. So he was like, okay, like peaceful. And I was like, tranquil, it could be enough. So he said, he gave me five names, and out of the five names, business names, Heavenly Assistance was in there. And let me tell you a little bit more in detail about the word assistance. I knew that it was not going to be just me. God gave me that vision head on. So in creating the A-S-S-I-S-T-A-N-T-S, the A-N-T-S is plural, of course, and I didn't want it to be A-N-C-E, because if we weren't just providing a service, we were providing the people as well. So it's going to be multiple people that will be working with you and everything, because, of course, again, I knew it was not going to be just me. So I wanted to make sure that I focused on other people serving in this ministry, but whatever God wanted us to do. So that's how we came up with the name Heavenly Assistance. It started as admin, and God just allowed it to grow in showing my gift into hospitality, which is what we specialize in now. And hospitality, the component is we specialize in creating an amazing atmosphere at your events, at your conferences, anything that you can name of, even in your presence as a personal assistant. We just go before you and make sure that, you know, you're feeling peaceful and everybody that kind of interacts with you are peaceful, and once they come into an event, they're pretty much focused on the event and not just whatever they came through the door as and the stresses of life and just everything. So that's how, you know, Heavenly Assistance was birthed.
Wow. I didn't even, working with you, I didn't know it was that deep. Y'all, she's breaking it down. I'm going to need y'all to log on. If you have not logged on, please do so. www.blogtalkradio.com/legacylever, or please call in 909-265-9129. LaToya is giving us some great, great, great tips about how to start your business. And, I mean, I'm blown away just by listening to what it is that it started and how it started and how God, I'm going to tell y'all, God will give y'all stuff when y'all ready, really ready to listen. And, it, you know, it'll come to you in just a subtle way. And from what I'm hearing, you know, just asking your husband just having insight about, you know, what is it that you want people to remember you. And it's the same thing when, you know, God started to decide how it is that he wanted to be remembered through his son. And so when we're ready to listen, God will start dropping stuff on you. LaToya, I am so, so, so proud of you. Just by, you know, how you're starting and how you're pushing and persevering. We're going to get back into one more track. We're going to bring LaToya back and, you know, ask her about her inspirations and what pushes her, what motivates her, and also maybe find out if she's hiring. You never know. We're going to go back into another track. LaToya, thank you so much for sharing thus far. And we're going to go into another step.
You're welcome. Just say it. It's all good.
Oh, no. No, let's do our thing. LaToya, your hands up. You ready?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's all good. It's all good. Here we go. Ty Tribbett, it's all good in the hood.
Yeah. Yo, Kansas. This one's for you. Yo, Philly.
Just talking junk. Everybody ain't walking around with baggy jeans, being mean and the lips purple because we smoking trees. Everybody ain't trying to be tough and violent. Matter of fact, I know some cats from the hood plays the violin. Everybody downtown, don't frown because you around. Just because you wear a suit don't mean we think you a clown. Going to bed about 11, gotta get up real early, be at work closer to 7. Going to school, not skipping class, didn't make the dean's list, but we still gone past. Taking good care of all our kids, making sure they got clothes and something in the fridge. Some of us are happy with life, we down with twice. Got a good head on our shoulders and we feel alright. Yeah, there's a lot of good out there. I see y'all. They need to put this on 6 o'clock news. With everybody singing like
good in the hood.
Yeah,
it's good in the hood.
I know it is.
Carrying guns, thinking it's fun. Got 2 or 3 girls carrying sons.
Everybody ain't
wearing all black and selling dope and crack. Teens and fiends whose clothes don't match.
Everybody ain't
cussing our babies because they driving you crazy. This baby, they miss their daddy who left the day before.
Everybody ain't
sleeping around with everybody in town. And when you hit the college ground, it's going down. Working in barbershops and salons, making money, paying bills and child support every month.
Now some of us are
really good people, just had a crazy life. And now in jail for life with long nights.
Some of us are
going to church faithfully. Gotta get it right with God before we finally leave.
Now some of us are
trying to do better, we trying to get it together.
Yeah.
When it's all said and done, we trying to go to heaven. I see y'all fellas working at UPS at the airport.
was It's Good in the Hood. This is Lady Di coming to you from Blog Talk Radio, Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. That we have LaToya Dockery. For those of you guys who are listening, they just tuned in. We have the lovely LaToya Dockery with us from Heavenly Assistance, and she explained to us before we went on break that she specializes in hospitality, and she is just an awesome, awesome person. We actually got a chance to work with her. We are working with her, and Ty Tribbett is crazy. LaToya is crazy. For those of you guys who have not ever met LaToya, she is off the hook, and she is just partying. But we're going to get into some more questions for LaToya, because I want everyone to really understand what she does. It's not often that you find people that really specialize in hospitality. You know, you have people that are just hosts and, you know, those that go to restaurants, you have the hostess, but those who actually specialize in hospitality, it's very rare. And so, LaToya, are you with us?
I am. I'm here.
Oh, okay. I thought I was going to have to find you somewhere. You got real quiet on me.
I had to get back on the phone. I was in my place.
Oh, okay. Oh, Lord. Okay, we have another question for you.
Go ahead.
What is your inspiration?
That was great. Yeah. That's a great question. Actually, I'm going to change that question up a little, and I'm going to say, who are my inspirations? Can I do that?
That's good.
Okay, perfect. Number one, giving our honor to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Okay.
That was a hallelujah moment.
But who are my inspirations? Number one, my husband. When I tell you, this is a true man of God. He is an overtime husband, not just a full-time or a part-time husband. No halfway, but he is an overtime husband all the time, overtime. How about that? He's a full-time student, straight A's at Georgia State University. He's doing his thing, for real. He's studying film videos.
Okay, husband.
Yeah, right? And he is in the studio working on his album. I'm just so proud of this man of God. I'm so proud. So my husband is my first inspiration. My second inspiration is my best friend. We've been best friends actually for about 8 years, and I love her to death. Or no, I love her to life, as my husband would say. She has a beautiful son, Sia Jatan, and God has really placed her in some situations that I know if he put me in, I would not be able to come out of that strong. But in that, she showed me how to be strong and faithful and stay focused on the ultimate goal. So my best friend, Anita Regis, I got to tell everybody who she is. She is an entrepreneur as well, going strong. She's amazing. But when I see her, and every time I see God take her through something and she passes that test, it just takes my excitement level of business, of being me, to that next level. So I really appreciate that in her. My third inspiration is Kim Cole. Kim Cole, believe it or not, I had the opportunity to serve as her heavenly assistant for 2 days during the Soul Fashion Week last week here in Atlanta, and it was an amazing 2 days.
I'm jealous.
She just,
I'm sorry.
Don't be. Because see, you're an angel. You're an angel. So you got. I got you.
That's true. Hallelujah. That's fine.
But
I'm jealous.
Don't do that. in working with her, she kind of laid out one of the new programs that she's working on, and it's called GIFT. And the GIFT is an acronym for gratitude, intentions, forgiveness, triumph, and self-love. And in her laying everything out, you know, the components of the program GIFT, I really, like, God literally spoke to her and just confirmed to me everything that I'm doing in my life and in Heavenly Assistance life. And I'm, like, really, really excited. So she was definitely inspiring to me and making me continue to move forward and bring out my gifts. And as I help others bring out their gifts, as either if they're working with me or if they're experiencing Heavenly Assistance. So I just want to really, really shout out Kim Cole. And you can follow her and join her community, K-I-M-U-N-I-T-Y. Ain't that cute? Community. At www.openthegifts.com, and she is an amazing young woman. Woo woo woo. Just want to put that out there for her.
You know what?
I haven't heard that in like forever. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again.
Woo, woo, woo. I can't sound like her, so I'm, you know, it don't give it no justice, but that's just, you know, Kim is amazing. She's an amazing woman, and she definitely inspires me. And my first lady, I go to New Zion Christian Church, and it's amazing for you to see a woman of God in the statue that you see her. I mean, she's working on her MBA in, or actually her doctorate in, is it MBA? Don't quote me on that, but she's in school for entrepreneurship. I know it's
I'm getting the education.
Thank you. She in education, edumacation, but she is doing her thing. She is doing an awesome job.
I need you to go back.
Go back. Okay.
Yes, go
okay.
back. It's okay.
She is in school, and she is doing an amazing job. So just to see her stand up in front of us to preach the word of God and to continue to live her life as a married woman, supporting her husband wholeheartedly, and actually a mother of two children and a spiritual mother of all of us, it's just amazing to see that. So Pastor Kimberly Pleasant, I definitely want to give you a shout-out, and I love you so, so much. And lastly, my inspirations. Everybody that's out there right now that are doing their thing in entrepreneurship, and even if it's part-time right now, we understand that the economy is the way it is, and it's going to be lifted up really, really soon, so just hold on. But just the fact that you are an entrepreneur and you are taking those risks that nobody else probably believes that you would, you guys are my inspiration, and it allows me to continue to see you guys and move forward in my dreams and my vision and my goals. So those are my inspirations. You know,
wow.
God has really done a lot of things in my life, and I really thank him for every opportunity, which is my motto. I take advantage of, or I try to take advantage of every opportunity that God puts in front of me. And there's no way that I could do that if I'm just focused on me, myself, and I. And I have to focus on everybody that's around me and help them take advantage of their opportunities as well.
Right. And I totally agree with that. And let me ask this, because within the last segment, you had said a lot about your inspirations and you named a lot of people. And, Latoya, go on and tell people how important it is to have that safe haven of people who actually are able to not just be inspirations to you, but they propel you. They constantly push you to being better and push you towards destiny. Because it's amazing how people. Some people say that they want to be in business or they want their own this and they want their own that, but yet and still
mm-hmm.
they don't have the right people around them. And you know, when I was listening to you say, you know, inspiration, if you think back to the word, how Jesus only had 12, you know,
mm-hmm.
those were the 12 people that, you know, held his arms up and held his legs up, and you know, even the one that betrayed him even still pushed him into destiny. So how important is it to have that safe net or that safe haven of people who can actually not just take from you, but actually add and multiply onto you, and not subtract and divide? Thank you.
That,
she was preaching on that. I'm sorry. Hold on. I had to have a holler. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Go ahead, Tanya. I'm sorry.
That's good. And let me tell you, it is extremely important to align yourself with like-minded people. I say this all the time, and I hear this a lot. If you take your friends, just write your friends down on a piece of paper, even just imagine them, and you guys are all in a circle. If you know more than they know, you might want to attach yourself to somebody else. I mean, it's okay to, you know, mentor them and coach them along, but you reached the plateau. You reached it. So what you need to do now is you need to go and join another group. And it can be temporary, you know what I'm saying, lifelong, however you want to put it, but aligning yourself with like-minded people, if you're in the same state that you're in, you're going to continue to be there, and you're going to feed off of the people that's around you. And if they're not putting anything in you, then you're at a loss right now in your life, and God's not able to use you the way you need to be used and you've ordained to be used. So I think it is very, 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 it's extremely important like-minded people and your alliances have to be strong. You're going to go through things. That's inevitable. That's life, period. But it makes it a lot easier to have people that have your back, that will stand behind you no matter what you're going through, and that will hold you up with and push you if you need that or when you need that. Because of the economy and the way it is right now, it is vital that we have people around us that are able to not only feed us, instilling us different techniques and just help and allow us to grow. Like, that's important. I couldn't have done it without you. And, again, you cannot do this by yourself, so don't go in this entrepreneurship thing or even in life, period, just because you came in this life by yourself. It doesn't mean that you got to stay in this life by yourself, period. You're not going to be able to succeed in any way of your life that way. You have to be around people that are going to be able to push you and lead you in the right direction and kind of guide you. And God will use those people to allow you to grow. So it's definitely important that you do. I know for me, some of the instances, you know, when I lost my job, if I didn't have, and it was funny because when I lost my job, I was married for a week and a day. When I got laid off my job, they called me into the office and said, hey, you know what, we're good right now. We're good. We're going to find somebody else for the position, and this is what we need you to do. We loved you while you were here, and it was fine. And I thank God for that because he used me there. I wasn't right. Irate. I was kind of, he knew what the plan was, and I kind of figured out what it was along the way. But if I didn't have my husband there with me or my best friend, oh, my God, it would have been crazy. I probably would have gone into depression, suicidal mode. I mean, just wanting to be by myself. And that's not who God wants us to be. That's not who he's created us to be, period. So, yes, having great relationships and surrounding your people with an amazing, just people, period, being around them and being able to kind of feed off of them as they feed off you and teach each other, that's vital. That's very, very important. I know that just sounds so, I'm just doing it over and over, but that's very important. It is.
I hope y'all listen. I hope y'all, well, I have an objection because I didn't come into the world by myself. I had I had a mini me. So for all y'all twins out there, you know, half of that statement was for y'all. Anyway, I have my own time. Hey, don't hate me. I'm not a mini me. I'm a lookalike. There's a difference. I'm going to have to screw you. I'll screw you on that.
Anyway,
you're not gonna be having me up on here crazy. Anywho, if you guys are just tuning in, we are talking to LaToya Dockery with Heavenly Assistance LLC. Please get the word out. Have everybody call in 909-265-9129, or you can log on and listen to it via internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/legacyleader. Please tweet us at @BRAW_radio, or you can Facebook us at www.facebook.com/Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. We're going to get back into one more track. And, hey, if you need to walk somewhere, walk to Jesus. Walk away from the people that's holding you back. You just heard LaToya tell you to get around the right people, align yourself with the right people that's pushing you. Well, I think Mary's getting ready to tell us which direction we need to walk. So here's Mary with Walking.
Boom! Yeah. Now that I got your attention, yeah, hey. How you doing? Come on.
Wrong or am I? them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. Look at all these in the club. Look at all my showing love. We done bought the bar. Exactly. Tell the bartender we that green. I wanna party for, and I get a buzz off this music. Get home for when I feel it, can't lose it. Atmosphere is crazy, everybody feel the same. And man, if you ain't feeling this, then you a certified lame. I came in the one who's in it. Pulling up clean in the all-black Bentley. Close the door gently. Step out, stunning, we done covered all charges. So everybody coming long line outside. Be patient, no skipping. Extra police can't start tripping. Leave your home and put your away. Cause you don't really need all that in the party anyway. Now, oh my God. Witches, man, you either wanna be one or be with one, and you trying to figure out just how to get one to come and talk to you, have a conversation, all these sh- in the club, tell me what's your hesitation, I see two over there and three over there and four in the back with their hands in the air, unified got much power, laughing and giggling like it's comedy hour, my God, they done let them in the club and them just talking to them thugs and showing love and them thugs asking and wondering they trying to where the product's gonna be the following week that we gon' see now, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club. Now, ladies, now, ladies, now, ladies. If you in the club, let me hear you say,
Kingdom Radio. Okay, for all y'all listening that think we was playing them ghetto music, the song is saying
ghetto, no more devil wants the music.
Shut up. If somebody else tweet me and ask me what was that song, and it's ghetto and ghetto, it's not. It's Canton Jones, and the song says they don't let them Christians in the club. Oh, my God. Okay, so now that I have cleared that up, please. Go to Canton's page and tell him we need a clear version if that's the case, okay? The song is not ghetto. It's not the booty shaking music.
It's a devil music.
No, it's not.
Why are you laughing?
Kidding.
Oh, here. Yeah. Y'all hilarious.
Okay, I just had to clear that up. I didn't want us to go out talking about Jesus. Next thing you know, they invite the devil up in the house. Okay, the studio is pure.
This year is holy.
Yeah, I washed it down with olive oil today, so y'all good. I mean, yeah, I washed it down.
You really need Jesus. Did you find him today while you were washing?
You tell me, girl. I ain't got to find Jesus. Jesus found me. I was a little lost, remember? I was walking in the wrong direction, and he came and stopped me on the road to the next. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You done?
Nah, girl. You're going for days about Jesus.
For y'all that's just tuning in, we have LaToya Dockery on the line with us. We are in the studio goofing off as usual. Laugh some, people. Laugh some. It's all right. Laughter's good for the soul. Me, LaToya, and Diane, we laugh all the time, don't we, girl?
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If y'all going to be around Soul Talk Kingdom Radio, we need y'all to laugh a little bit. Laughter is good for the soul. It's like medicine.
It's like medicine. It's like medicine. Like, okay, I'll fix. I'm finished. But it is like medicine, though. It is.
Okay, well, since it's like medicine and some of us need prayer, and prayer is medicine, Soul Talk Kingdom Radio is now doing something called the Prayer Closet. And for y'all that really do have a relationship with God, you guys know how important prayer is. So please, please, please get on your Twitter, get on your Facebook, send us your prayer requests. We do put them in a box. We do pray over them. We do ask God to do his will in your life. So please go to Twitter, BRAW_radio. Tweet us. If you find us on Facebook, go to Facebook, www.facebook.com/Soul Talk Kingdom Radio, or you can even find our personal pages, you know, Denise Ramsey or Diane Ramsey. We are on Facebook. Look us up. Send us your requests. We would love to take them to the throne of grace. That this is the part of the show that we really, really do not take for granted. We do have access now for all of you guys that really don't understand how prayer actually works. Prayer is our love language that God has given us, and believe it or not, prayer is something that God does not get twisted. So we can all be praying at the same time, and he knows exactly what we're praying for and which blessings go to who at whatever time. So please, please, please send them. We would love to go into the throne of grace. Actually, I have a couple coming in now, and we'll actually, throughout the show, we'll actually be throwing some out and let you guys know. You guys can help us stand in the gap and pray for those that really do need prayer. Sometimes we can't pray for ourselves, and so that's what's so awesome about prayer. Sometimes you can go and get on your knees or just walk around and don't have to say a word. God will really read your mind. He will read your heart. He knows your intentions. He knows exactly what you want to say, what you can't say, the moans, the groans, the tears, all of that. He knows. So, again, Soul Talk Kingdom Radio is now getting into the segment of our show where we do something called the Prayer Closet. And so please, once again, send in your tweets with your prayer requests. Facebook them over to us. But we are going to get back into one more song, and then we're going to bring LaToya back because we have some more questions that we want to know. If you guys are really, really, really enjoying yourselves, please get on Facebook and hit LaToya Dockery up on Facebook and tell her how much of an inspiration she is to you guys. You never know what a kind word can do to somebody. You never know just what thank you or we appreciate you or you did an awesome job can really do to push somebody. Some people don't even hear that throughout the day. Some people don't get a hug. Some people don't even get a smile. Some people don't even get a thank you or we appreciate you. So please find her on Facebook. It's LaToya Dockery. If you are not able to find her but want to get a hold of her, you can always go to Soul Talk Kingdom Radio, post it. We'll make sure she gets the message. You can also email us if you like at braw_radio@yahoo.com. We do read every message that comes through our email box. We do not take them for granted. So I'm not sure where Lady Di wants to go.
I want to worship.
Okay.
Worship.
So let's
so
worship.
You want to worship?
Yes.
Okay, good. We're gonna worship. So let's get into this song. We'll be right back with you.
Hurricane, I am a tree bending beneath
Worship in this studio. Do y'all understand what is happening in this studio? We got LaToya over here worshiping, Lady Di with our hands up, eyes closed. Y'all got to understand, worship is a gift. But I want to bring on somebody, and we've never done this, but I want to bring on my little sister because the song we just played is one of her favorite songs. I know that's not a word, but it's a word today. Got it? Okay, this is her favorite song, and I want her to sing a part of the song because it speaks volumes. She's gonna have her chance to come on the show. You guys don't even trip. But the girl has a voice that is unbelievable. And Latoya, the reason why I'm bringing her on at this segment is because just like you have a gift that you help others, you know, bring out, this is an opportunity for us to help her because she uses her gift, but not as much as she should. And I'm not putting her on the spot. I'm just saying that she has a beautiful voice and she has a beautiful gift. And I think that, you know, just hearing Diane and I say that she has a voice, it's kind of redundant, but to listen, to hear it from you may be a little different, and it may send you into worship. So please mute your phone if you go into worship, okay? But I'm gonna bring her on. Let me see if she's here. Dawn?
Yes, Sissy.
Hi, boo. How are you?
I'm good, sitting here doing Savannah's hair, going in.
Okay. I figured that's why I was like, your song is on. But please.
I know, because, you know, my phone, I can't text back while I'm on the phone. So.
We're working on that. You need a stool pigeon, carry pigeon, something. But anyway, any part of the song that you want to sing, just go on and sing it, and we're going to listen.
We're sorry. We don't mean to put you on the spot.
Right. I had a feeling. Okay. So I'll just do, the first part, and then I have to get off the phone because I promise you someone's going to barge in and be like, oh, my gosh, Sean, what are you doing? Okay. So, oh, Savannah, say hi to Diana Denise. This is the radio show. You're on the radio, so everybody hears you. Say hey.
Hey.
Oh. Hey,
hey. Hey, the whole world heard you say hey. Isn't that cool? Okay, anyway.
That's right. Okay.
Okay, I'm ready. Okay, one, two, three. He is jealous of me. Love like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the wave of his hand and mercy. Sing, go, Savannah. You want to sing? Okay, never mind. And then we're going to sing. Want to sing He Loves Us?
He loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves.
Amen. Say amen.
Okay, I wanted you to sing the last part because that part really gets me when you sing it. Can you please sing that last part for me?
So he is our portion in that part?
Yes, please.
Okay.
And we are his portion. He is our prize, drawn to redemption by the grace in his eyes. And if grace is an ocean, we're all sinking. And heaven meets earth like a sloppy wet kiss, and my heart turns violently inside my chest, and I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about the way he loves me. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Donnie. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Donnie. We appreciate it. Jesus is never ending. It's never ending.
But anyway,
ending. We do sporadic things like that. Latoya, we weren't taking away your shine. We just was in worship.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
I'm in worship mode here, too. Don't look. Hey, I share. I ain't selfish with mine. Let everybody get it. Shoot, I'm about to
Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that? She said she shared. Did y'all share today? Who ate lunch and didn't share their lunch? Share means caring to me.
Oh,
caring means caring. Everybody wants Barney. Caring means caring. You know what I do when I see somebody in my food? I tell them to
Stick their hands up. Everybody put your hands up. Okay, that's what we're about to do right now. There's a song called I Lift My Hands. I Lift My Hands, and this is absolutely a beautiful song. This is a song I fell in love with. Yes, we're in worship. Y'all need to get with it. Worship is good for the soul. So get into worship. We're going to get into this track, and then we're going to definitely come back and speak to our girl, Latoya Dockery.
Your presence.
Saturated in worship right now. I wish all of our listeners can be in the studio with us right now. I said you can't. Worship at your house. It's all right. But we are back with Latoya Dockery. We are talking about Heavenly Assistance LLC, her hospitality business that is taking this world by storm. And, you know, Diane and I, we are so, so grateful to have someone on the line with us that is actually, you know, believe it or not, pushing us into our destiny with, you know, giving us another voice, giving us another avenue. If you have ever have a chance to even, you know, work with Latoya, you will really fall in love with her spirit instantly. And since we're on that note, Latoya, could you tell people how they could be a part of Heavenly Assistance if, you know, if they saw you on the street and said, I want to be an angel and I want to earn my wings and I want my halo. I'm just kidding. How do they become involved with Heavenly Assistance?
Well, that is a great question because that's what I get all the time, but people are kind of hesitant after they hear what all is involved and what all Heavenly Assistance entails. But let me just start from the beginning of how you can get involved with Heavenly Assistance. First, of course, we can be reached either by phone or by email at angels@heavenlyassistance.com, and that's A-N-G-E-L-S at heavenly, H-E-A-V-E-N-L-Y-A-S-S-I-S-T-A-N-T-S.com. And I know the question may come up, oh, my God, are you hiring? We are accepting resumes. I don't like applications because it just, you have to fill out something that you already have on your resume. So just submit your resume to us and let us know that you would like to be an angel or become an angel. Now, the steps of becoming an angel is you have to be able to volunteer for, if it's hospitality you want to do, it's three events. And let me explain. Three events, not, let's see.
3 days.
Three events. Meaning three separate events. So if one event is a conference and it's 3 days, that's one event. And the reason why I did that, because, and I wanted three, of course, three is for the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and he shows up everywhere, and that's kind of my confirmation number that I know he is in the midst of everything. So when he gave me that, it was just profound to me, so I decided to continue to use it all over my businesses. But three events. And the reason why I did that is because being that we have created and we are creating a great brand for ourselves, I want to make sure that in becoming an angel for Heavenly Assistance, you're well versed in, number one, what we do, and number two, the spirit that you have. You can hide and not shine one time. You can kind of get over on somebody two times, but three times something's going to come out to where, you know, you should, something that should not be there or something that should be that's going to come out to where you know you want to do it. So that's why I chose three. And if it's for the admin side of Heavenly Assistance and you have to volunteer for three tasks, so if it's putting together a business proposal, that's one task, or creating a spreadsheet, that's another task, or a business direct, that's another task. You have to be able to do those. And if you want to do both, of course, let's combine the two. But, yes, that's how you can become involved in Heavenly Assistance. So we are recruiting, definitely. Our mission is to create angels all over the world. And my goal is to have 16 angels in every state. And the reason why 16, of course, 16, going back biblically, it's the number of love. And in Heavenly Assistance, if you've ever experienced Heavenly Assistance, we promote love. We promote peace, tranquility, joy, all of the spiritual gifts and just everything that we have that we want to make sure that you have, we promote that. And if you don't have love, you pretty much don't have a lot of other stuff, because, of course, that's the character of who Jesus was, total love. So in going back into, yes, we are accepting resumes, senior resumes to us immediately. We're creating 15, we need 15 angels from each state. So don't think just because you're in, you know, Africa, you can't become an angel. Please do. We're growing, guys, and we have a lot of events, and everything is coming up so quickly. God is moving, and I want to be able to put events and, you know, in place to where when God says, okay, let's go overseas, we already have a group of angels there waiting to serve with excellence. So, yes, that's how you can become a part of Heavenly and become an angel. And you will get your halo. You will get your angel wings, and you will just be a part of a great loving team that will continue to push you into doing everything that you want to do and you want to be in life. And please understand that when you become an angel, it's not just a part-time job. It's not even a full-time job. It's really not just a contract, a toil job. It's a lifestyle, because this life, you'll be representing heavenly assistance throughout your life. Your character, it shows. You know, everything that you do, it shows. When you're out in public, it shows. So if you're not ready for that step and to be able to promote, you know, yourself and the love that you have inside that God has given all of us, then you may want to, it's probably good that you just hold out for a little bit, because our brand is very, very important to us. And, again, we're not representing just heavenly, we're representing God. That is literally what heavenly is, and that's how it was created from the beginning of time. So that's where we are, and that's who we are. But if you are willing to do that and you want to, because we are growing internationally, so we're ready. We have exclusive clients that are on the way that are wanting to sign contracts for our events and, you know, traveling everywhere all over the world. So definitely do that. Just contact me.
Well, let me add this, because I think sometimes people just want to be on and be on and be on. But let's put it this way. Service. If you can serve, then we can. I believe she can use you as an angel. You have to be willing to serve. You know, love is service. Service is love. They go hand in hand. And so I think what Latoya really is trying to say as well is you have to have a servant's heart. You have to be willing to have a heart for people. You have to be willing to get out of your comfort zone or shell and be able to give yourself away to certain people and to certain events and just be dedicated and committed to what Heavenly Assistance stands for. I mean, if you want your own business, you're going to want somebody that comes on your team to represent you in every aspect of their lives, you know, whether they're in your presence or not. So please, I did tweet some things and I did Facebook some things regarding that. If you want to be a part, I got my halo.
I was going to say, I got my wings. I got my wings here on earth. That's a good thing. I'm saying, carrier pigeon, something, you know. But
we got angel wings.
I got my angel wings. They pearly white, I guess. What color are they, blue? I got wings. Don't even know what color they are.
Like, let's say whatever color it is.
Right. Anyway, we're going to go into this next track called Give Yourself Away by William McDowell. And I think this is a great time to put this song in here, because I think this is what Heavenly Assistance is really about. It's about giving yourself away, not just to God, but, you know, when you serve and when you're in your events and when you're at home, you're a service to, just like Latoya, she's a service to her husband, and vice versa, her husband is a service to her. So please, we're going to go into this track and just think about what it is. If this is what you really want to do, hit her up. I just tweeted her information. Get on it. We'll be right back.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away.
check it out.
I'm gonna get up, and I'm gonna get everybody with up. Can't stand you down. You don't take it to a whole nother level. Wish you were here right now. I'll put you dead in your eyes. Got the father and the son. And the spirit, so devil, you better run.
Appreciate that. But when she saw it on Facebook, she was like, why did you tell me? I
Austin, Mama. You go
I'm
ahead and do
saying.
That now, Mama.
I'm just saying. Well, okay. Well, Mother Divine, we have your daughter on Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. We sold her for a little bit because we needed her. The world needs to know about Heavenly Assistance. But Toya, how your daddy doing?
My daddy's fine. You know, those are two inspirations that I have as well. I didn't name, which I should have put them first, right? But, you know, just coming off the top of my head. But they are truly, truly my inspirations. My mom, amazing woman of God, she was definitely my inspiration from the beginning because, you know, she kind of raised my sister and I. She's definitely an entrepreneur.
I'm sorry, Torian.
This
is over here in the studio cracking up.
Why? What
did
I say?
Because every time I get ready to ask
not
you a question.
Not
how your mama doing, not
oh,
how your
oh,
daddy doing.
Okay.
That wasn't on the question sheet. I'm going to need you to stick to the script. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm totally saying that, but yeah. Okay, I got a question. I'm going to ask.
No. Okay. Toya, finish.
I know you were saying something
about your mama.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway. No, it's okay. Hallelujah.
Okay, go
talk. You want me to go talk about
it? Yeah.
You want to ask the question? Okay, I'm going to finish. I'm going to be quick because I know we're on time schedule. But yes, my mom was an inspiration. She is an entrepreneur, and she kind of pushed me into the entrepreneurial. Actually, we have a bloodline of entrepreneurs. But she was the one that I saw. She was always doing her thing. When she got home from work, from her regular 9-to-5, she was always doing something extra. People would call, always call back. I mean, Mom, what you doing? What do you do? What are you doing? So as I kind of gotten a little closer to her, I started like, let me kind of get into what she's doing as well. Of course, on my own level, on my own gifts and stuff like that. But my mom, she's great. She's definitely my inspiration, and my daddy is too. He's a respiratory therapist in Memphis Hospital with the little baby's neuro. And, they're good.
Amen. Well, shout out to the mamas and the daddies. And, you know, it's good to
see. Okay, well, Toya, how your cousin doing? No, I'm just kidding.
Uh-oh. I am just kidding. I'm going to put you in the prayer closet. Okay, we got a couple of prayer requests. Diane is on the top list. Okay, so we're gonna go in our closet tonight, and we're going to send up a special prayer. Hands raised, head bowed, eyes closed.
Hallelujah.
He knows about me, all right? He knows my heart. Ain't that? Okay, never mind.
That's just foolish.
You're foolish. He's always picking on me. He always picks on me.
I don't know what that is.
Come on. You got the prayer request?
No, you are the prayer request.
Oh, hallelujah.
No, anyway. Toya,
yes.
Two more questions, and then we're going to let you go and roam around the country. Please forgive us.
We put you on the altar.
Forget you. With Heavenly Assistance,
yes.
Within the next 5 years, where do you see Heavenly Assistance? What plateau? Because I know we're not going to be that low. We, as fast as you're moving, where do you see Heavenly Assistance in the next 5 years?
Well, in the next 5 years, let me tell you one of my goals. And this is within the next 5 years. It's actually, I'm on a quick pace, a fast pace, so I put myself on. And I love to network. So one of the things that I want to do within the next 5 years is I want Heavenly Assistance to provide the hospitality for the World Cup and the Olympics. So I want to get a phone call sitting in my Atlanta headquarters, Skyrise office condo downtown, you know, if I'm even here remotely, whatever, however God wants to use Heavenly
Assistance. I will be there.
You know, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. So I want to be there, and I want to get this phone call from, you know, whoever's over the World Cup or whoever's, you know, on the committee or whatever to say, we experienced Heavenly Assistance, and we would like for you to provide Heavenly Assistance and bring 100, 200 angels to be able to provide hospitality for
the World Cup to travel with us, and they're providing everything, and all we need to do is bring our smiles and our heart of gold and, you know, our servant's heart. That's what we, that's the ultimate, well, not an ultimate, but that's the goal for Heavenly Vision within the next 5 years, Olympics and World Cup. So if there are any angels out there that have the contact to be able to say, hey, I know someone that's working with or on the World Cup committee, or I've been at the Olympics and I think this would need blah, blah, please email me. I love, you know, suggestions, and I network a whole lot, but I know and I understand that I can't get to everyone, and I'm willing to help you get to where you are. So please help Heavenly Assistance get to one of the goals that we have, which is to provide hospitality for the World Cup and the Olympics. That's an awesome goal, huh?
Hallelujah. That is awesome. And actually, you know, that's awesome that you would say that, because, you know, you said something that was very key. You said, I love to network. And
yes,
you know, networking nowadays, I think people don't really know the value of networking.
Mm-hmm.
Networking
yes.
will get you somewhere. I mean, people
yes.
helping people, because somebody knows this person that knows this person that knows this person. Y'all better get on,
mm-hmm.
and networking will save your business. Actually, it can help you start your business, matter of fact.
It will. It definitely will.
And so she said something that was very, very key. She said, I love to network. So you guys, there's another key. Ding, 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 ding. If y'all writing notes or y'all listening and y'all trying to figure out, networking is the key. Now, we are going to get ready to get out of here. We got about 20 minutes left of the show, and I'm kind of sad because that means we have to let Latoya go. It's okay. Don't cry. You're so good.
Okay.
I need my Kleenex. I think I need my Kleenex because I don't want to go. But it's okay. It's okay. We got 20 minutes left. So we're good to go. But before we get out of here, we're going to share our motto for Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. So whenever we end the show and you see us and you know exactly what our motto is, it's really quite easy. But we're definitely going to share that. We're going to get into some more music because I just after that devil song, I think we
it was not a devil song. It said
anybody. No, anybody see that devil? That's what it was.
You scared me. I was like, you don't play devil music around here.
No, we don't play devil music. But I definitely, just like Tori was talking about all of her goals. We all should have a lot of goals that we're trying to reach before we check out of here and God calls us home. So we're gonna get into Kirk Franklin, Before I Die. I know it just sounds. So we're going to get into that because I like that song. So here it is, Kirk Franklin, Before I Die. Let's go.
Come on. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over. Right before I die, I got to
live out my dreams.
Before I die, God.
Did y'all get it? I was singing. Tori, were you singing?
I was singing right now. Right now.
Well, right now, we back in the show. We got 15 minutes left in the show.
Don't remind me. You know I don't like to go.
Okay, we're not going to say bye-bye. We're just going to say see you later.
I don't want to say that either.
Okay, anyway. Guys, get over it, okay? But anyway, right now, we are getting ready to close the show in about 15 minutes, but I want to give LaToya an opportunity to allow people to hear her heart, and not just hear her heart, but also give us a way to connect with her, keep in constant contact with her. If y'all missed part of the show, don't worry, don't fret. It's recorded. Did you get it? It's recorded. We will make sure we post it on Facebook, and we make sure we post it on Twitter so you guys can enjoy the show. This was a hot show for y'all that don't really understand what this show was about. This was our opportunity to put LaToya, Dockery, and Heavenly Assistance on the map. I mean, they were already on the map, but, you know, now they shine a little brighter because they had Soul Talk Kingdom Radio to
where my shade with some of that. Where my shade?
Oh, they bright.
I need my shade, my stunner, my blinders, whatever you call them. I'm just saying, I just see their features just real bright, so I'm going to need some. I'm going to take these glasses off and put some contacts in, and then I'm wearing my glasses. Does that work?
Y'all pray for me. I deal with this every day. Y'all pray for me. Y'all pray for me. You're here. You pray for me. But anyway, we have 12 minutes left. LaToya, please give us something that will help us remember you by, it's not like you're going anywhere far, but allow people to really understand your heart and then give us some ways to get a hold of you or get in contact with you even after the show.
Okay, so the way, what comes to my mind, I don't think I really focus on the services hospitality provides for your events, but we do customer service training, actually hospitality training, which is a step up from customer service training. We do event greeting. We have food and beverage servers, gift and suites, which is the gift bag stuffing and distribution. We have the registration table coverage, speaker and sponsor VIP hostesses. If you need a volunteer coordinator, we're available on recruiting, and, of course, the training for volunteers. So anything that has to do with assistance at events that usually people forget to have, that's what we kind of focus on for Heavenly Assistance as far as the services part. Now, my heart is, if you guys are out there and you want to know more information about us, or if you want to become an angel for Heavenly Assistance or with Heavenly Assistance, please, please, please reach out to me. And just like Diane and Denise said earlier, I'm looking for a servant's heart. Even if you don't know that you think you know that this is something for you, and you're like, oh, I think I can do it, and you don't, you're kind of hesitant, contact me anyway, because we have those training classes that we offer that would kind of get you out there to say, okay, yeah, I'm comfortable with this. Or if you're not comfortable with networking and being in the forefront, but you think it's something that you're interested in, please still contact me. I don't turn down anyone. If you think you know, you want to know, you're not even sure, just call me. Our office number is 404-939-4357. I can be reached email at angels, A-N-G-E-L-S, at Heavenly Assistance, and that's HEAVENLYASSISTANTS.com. I'm on LinkedIn, LinkedIn.com/IN/LaToya Dockery. You can find my personal resume, everything that I'm intertwined with, all of my businesses are up there. Also, I'm on Facebook. /LaToya.Dockery, and I just created a public page, so please like that page and become my friend. You'll get a lot of insight from that, and as far as Heavenly Assistance,
you can find us online or on our other website at www.heavenlyassistance.com. Of course, I gave the email. We're on Twitter, heavenly_assist, heavenly_assist. And, of course, we have a Facebook page, which is /heavenlyassistanceLLC. You see the branding? Heavenly Assistance, LLC, Heavenly Assist. I mean, that's who we are.
She got it, y'all.
Did y'all get it?
I mean,
I hope y'all got it.
If
you didn't get it, don't feel bad. We'll make sure you get it. We'll tweet it. LaToya will tweet it. We'll put it on Facebook. We'll carry a pigeon. Morse code. We'll get it to you.
That's enough, Renee.
Sign language. Right, sign language, something. We'll puff smoke, puff.
Rosetta Stone. Get it, Rosetta Stone.
You know what? Forget it. Never mind. Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. You had more information?
No, that was actually it. Just contact me. If you want to, guys, and you don't remember any of that, just Google me. If you Google LaToya Dockery or if you Google Heavenly Assistant, and even if you're spelling it wrong, you'll still get me. I'm on the first 3 pages of Google. I'm actually looking at it right now, so I know that I'm there. So you'll be able to see everything that I'm involved with, and you'll be able to connect with me in every way. But I would love to hear from you if there's anything that I can do to help you exceed or supersede your goals that you already have or to help assist you, period. Please let me know. I'm so not a selfish person, and when it comes to, you know, whatever God's will is, I want to be able to know and to make sure that he's using me so that I won't leave this earth anytime soon. Because if you're not being used, then you might want to, you know, you're a bit of stuff. But I want him to use me, so, and I want you to use me as well. So connect with me in any way possible, every way possible, and I'll look forward to hearing from you guys. And thank you so much, Dee and Di, for having me on the show. Oh, my God. Awesome.
You're welcome. Oh, my gosh. We had so much fun. It was a blast. It was a pleasure having you on, Toya. We'll be working very shortly and very soon together again. And so before we close out, I want people to really understand how we operate here at Soul Talk Kingdom Radio, also how Lady Di and I operate on a daily basis. This is our goal. This is our model. This is what we live by. So, you know, anytime that y'all see us, please say this model. Actually, I hope you guys actually get on it because this is how we roll. We work smart, play hard, laugh often, love always, live wisely, and pray constantly. I hope y'all got it. This is how we roll. We work smart, we play hard, we laugh often, we love always, we live wisely, and we pray constantly. We hope that you guys enjoyed your time here. We did. Di, did you enjoy your time?
I did, but I'm going to need to clean it.
It's time to say so long. Goodbye.
Well, I want to say goodbye. I don't want to say goodbye. But, yes, it is almost time for us to go. Please tune in next week. We have another special guest. I'm not going to tell you who it is. We never tell you guys who it is. But we do have another special guest as we go in and make our way into Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's very, very, very important to us because our bloodline has family members that have been suffering with breast cancer. So please tune in next week. Call us 909-265-9129. You can log in to Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/legacyleaver. You can tweet us at BRAW_radio. You can Facebook us at www.facebook.com/Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. Or you can email us at BRAW_radio@yahoo.com. Y'all got to see, we branding too. Toya, see, we branding too. We thank you for joining us on our show, Toya. It's been a pleasure and a blessing. We're going to go ahead and end this show. We have one more track to get into, and then we will be done. And we'll see you guys next Friday at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We love y'all. We thank y'all for tuning in, and we will see you guys next week. Everybody say peace.
Peace.
Love y'all. Have a good week.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. run too far to still be the same. See who I was, I give him away. Today, today, no longer bound by what people say. I know that I will make mistakes. I fall, but I refuse to stay. Today,
I've been waiting all my life to get to the door. And now it's time to help someone see their life for so much more.
Today we go. Thinking how much more of this can I take? In a minute I'm about to break. Today, see the pain has purpose, so don't throw it away. There's a harvest if you hold it away. Don't walk out now, I need you to stay. Today,
though you never felt wind blow like this before. But it's what you see, it's all you see. You will miss that so much more.
Today we go. My last drop of rain. I believe I'm gonna be okay today. See, today I'm still here because of my faith. I believe that Jesus still is the way. I said his name because I'm not afraid today.
Tell somebody.